Chapter 8. A Broken Lock.
See you all later, Rebecca said, picking up her bag and slinging it over her shoulder.
Benny looked at Violet. Rebecca was about to leave, and she still had their petition. Before Violet could stop him, Benny blurted out,
Rebecca, isn't that our petition in your bag?
Rebecca turned around, her face pink.
Oh, my goodness, that's right.
She laughed uncomfortably.
I feel so silly. I forgot I had brought it to give it back to you.
She put down her bag, pulled out the petition, and handed it to Benny.
Why do you have it?
Asked Benny.
Why? Well, I just found it.
Rebecca started to say, when Jesse came down the stairs and interrupted her.
Is that our petition?
Jesse said.
Oh, I'm so glad it's not gone.
She smiled gratefully at Rebecca.
That would be a lot of signatures to get all over again. Yes, I'm glad you have it back, said Rebecca.
But she didn't look happy at all.
I've got to run.
A moment later, she was gone.
Can you believe Rebecca had our petition?
Said Violet.
Do you believe that she really just found it, like she said?
Asked Benny.
Why would she lie? Asked Jesse. Anyway, she gave it back to us.
But she wasn't going to,
Benny said.
She wouldn't have if Violet hadn't seen it in her bag. And you hadn't asked her for it,
added Violet.
You think she meant to keep it?
Asked Jesse.
I don't know. But when Benny asked her about it, she had a funny expression on her face. I think she looked kind of guilty,
Violet said. When Henry came downstairs, they told him all about what had happened.
Do you think Rebecca could be the one who's done all the harmful things to the firehouse?
He asked.
Maybe,
said Jesse.
After all, she has a good reason. If we fix this place up and convince the town council not to build a new building, then she's lost a big project.
Remember, she said this would be a big break for her, said Henry.
She also said she'd do anything to hold on to it,
Violet added.
Even call in false alarms and spill the paint cans and trample the evergreens and steal our petition?
Asked Benny. And no one said anything, because no one knew the answer. The Oldens spent the rest of the day painting the upstairs. They were working on the narrow hallway when Steve called up from below.
Have any of you seen Sparky's blanket?
You mean that old blanket he sleeps on?
Jesse called down.
Yes, I'm doing some laundry, sheets and stuff, and I'd like to wash it,
Steve answered.
It's not in his basket?
Jesse asked.
No,
Steve said.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. I'm sure it'll turn up.
Unless a burglar took it,
Benny said, and everyone laughed. Not long afterward, the Aldens were done painting.
What a difference a little fresh paint makes,
Violet said, looking around to admire their work.
I just hope all this work will change the town council's mind,
said Benny. The children packed up their supplies and carried them downstairs. They were getting ready to go home when they heard a voice coming from the back of the firehouse.
What happened here?
It was Steve, and he sounded upset. The Aldens hurried to the back and found Steve by the back door. He was carefully examining the lock.
What's wrong?
Jesse asked.
The lock is broken, Steve said. I was going out back to get some fresh air when I noticed it.
How did it happen?
Violet asked.
Well, it looks as if somebody intentionally broke it, said Steve. This is a strong lock. It couldn't have just broken by accident.
You mean someone broke into the firehouse?
Asked Benny.
I was only kidding about a burglar stealing the dog blanket.
When do you think this happened? Henry asked. Last night?
It must have, said Steve.
I left this way yesterday after we had dinner, and the lock was fine then.
But the front door is always open. Why wouldn't someone just come in that way?
Asked Violet.
Well, if you want to make sure no one sees you, the back door would be better,
Jesse pointed out.
We keep the back door locked just for that reason, Steve said.
So, you're saying someone broke in and nobody heard it? Asked Henry.
There were a couple of calls last night, so for several hours the place was almost empty.
And the calls were false alarms, Steve said.
The person who broke in might have called in the false alarms. That way, whoever it was, could make sure no one would be around,
Jesse pointed out.
I think you're right, Steve said.
That's terrible, Violet said. Why would someone do something so awful?
Is there anything missing? Henry asked.
Other than Sparky's blanket, I haven't noticed anything, Steve said. There isn't much here of value anyway, except the television, and it's so old that no one would steal it.
That's it, Jesse said all of a sudden. Maybe the thief was after something old.
The antique silver pieces, Henry cried. Steve and the Aldens hurried over to the shelves where the trophies and speaking trumpets were stored. The bottom shelf was bare.